Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. From time immemorial, the sea has been an exceptional place for teaching and learning. The premise was, and remains, to move on and through the ocean for purposes of exploration, trade, immigration, and conquest and cultural exchange. Life aboard ship is all about competence and skills. The captain teaches the mate teaches the crew teach each other. In today's world, confused and conflicted about educational method, there are very significant lessons to be learned through on-the-water expedition and experience at sea. To that end, let me point to three innovative examples of how this value has been incorporated into the formal public educational systems in three U.S. cities, New Haven, Connecticut, New York, New York, and Los Angeles, California. The Sound School in New Haven was founded years ago at a time in the infancy of the concept of magnet schools, smaller theme-based public schools frequently in the inner cities, where the large, multidisciplinary, impersonal, sometimes violent high school was the model. The Sound School was the first such school in New Haven, where the Board of Education had decided not to pursue the program. But through the efforts of parents and Schooner Incorporated, a small nonprofit with a sailing vessel providing sea experience for students along the north shore of Long Island Sound, grant funds were awarded and board policy was overturned. Today, the school is located in a modern waterfront building constructed on the site of an abandoned sewer plant with classrooms and library, a boat construction and maintenance workshop, and aquaculture and hydroponic facilities. There are now many magnet schools in the city, and the Sound School has gone on to become a first regional magnet, attracting suburban students back into the city through exceptional educational practice. The Harbor School in New York is another example. Founded in collaboration with Urban Assembly, Riverkeeper, and the South Street Seaport Museum, the school was part of the New Vision strategy for reform of the New York public school system, funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. After several years in Bushwick, Brooklyn, Harbor School has recently moved to a new $12 million facility on Governor's Island in New York Harbor, where the students commute to school via ferry. What more extraordinary place for a marine-themed school, at the foot of Manhattan Island, the Statue of Liberty outside your window, and at the center of the history of maritime endeavor that initiated and still sustains the American experience. Other examples include the Port of Los Angeles High School, created by the Port Authority as an extension of its public purpose, adapted use of waterfront facilities and vocational training charter schools in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Seattle, Washington, and a network of expeditionary learning schools, an offshoot of Outward Bound, sited in many cities across the nation, and using the expedition, not only maritime, to inform every element of the curriculum. There are many other programs based on the authenticity and value of education at sea. Ocean Classroom Foundation, the Sea Education Association, and the many individual ships and program members of the American Sail Training Association. In addition, there are other organizations such as community colleges, maritime and merchant marine academies, and vocational technical schools that provide a pathway to many different careers and levels of employment in research and exploration, ship and port operations, and coastwise and international transportation. Opportunities abound in maritime enterprise. Jobs are there, a continuing demonstration of the need and value of what can be learned at sea. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.